Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, President Biden says there's no reason a debt ceiling deal can't be passed by June 5th. A bill needs to be passed by that day to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers risk default on the nation's debt. President says the deal agreed to by his administration and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is a bipartisan deal, should pass the House and the Senate. Two, firefighters have contained an 80-acre forest fire in Manton in Wexford County in Michigan. Fire started Sunday, prompted the evacuation of the Chippewa Landing campground. Everyone, though, has now been allowed to return. No homes were threatened by that fire. And three, nine people are hurt after a shooting in Hollywood, Florida. Police say eight of those shot are in stable condition. The ninth victim underwent surgery. No word right now on their condition. Another shooting in Orlando last night, too, not far from Camping World Stadium there. That's where we start this Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Thanks so much for being alongside Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Happy to be back. Was with you on Friday. And now Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, as Steve takes some time off. Missing the whole debt limit extravaganza here. Don't worry, we'll cover details. Who likes it? Who doesn't? What would happen and what's not included? All of that coming up on today's program as we review. Also coming up, Dan McLaughlin here in hour number one. We'll talk about the left's attacks on the Supreme Court, their desire to expand the court, to pack the court. Also, John Burns at hour two on the VA and veterans and health care options. Michael Lucchese in hour two on trade policy here in the U.S. Sue Peshkin, Alzheimer's treatment for seniors. What's being done? What's being blocked? Colin Anderson in hour three. Electric school buses turning out to be not the best idea in the world. And then off politics in hour three. Legendary rock and roll band manager Harvey Lisberg joins us. He was the longtime manager for Herman's Hermits and 10cc, among other bands. We'll talk with him about his stories from the business and who he met along the way. Some very big names. That's all coming up in hour three of today's program. Looking forward to that. I am Scott Bertram, as I mentioned earlier, frequent guest host here for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, broadcasting from Hillsdale College, where I serve as the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here on campus, also a lecturer in journalism. I teach, and you can hear me hosting the radio-free Hillsdale Hour on many of these fine radio stations. That is available also in podcast form. This past weekend show, still out there. Tune in. We talk with Brandon Weikert about his new book, Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life, China's Plan to Weaponize Biotech. Ken Calvert with us, talking about the college's new free online course on ancient Christianity. And we talked to one of our professors in the German department, an inside look at our study abroad program, why it pays off for students to go across the pond, not to the UK, but to Germany, and study there during their time here at Hillsdale. Also host the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. I host Political Beats, a show you can find at nationalreview.com, also where you find your audio, and via our Patreon page at patreon.com/politicalbeats. All sorts of bonus stuff and additional material there for people who support us via Patreon. patreon.com/politicalbeats. That's what prevents me from going too in-depth in our music discussions here when I guest host for Steve, though, as you know, if you've been here for a while, we do celebrate those birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones on this day, interesting things on this day in music history. We do that throughout the program as well. Thank you for being alongside. You want to find me? Twitter's a good place, at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Also, SteveGruber.com for all sorts of information, contests, giveaways, and more. And those podcasts can be linked out there, too, at SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. So every Sunday, and we'll talk about debt limit stuff here in just a couple of minutes, every Sunday, I read two newspapers, real physical newspapers. I read the Chicago Tribune and the Detroit Free Press, Detroit News, a bonus, dually printed edition on Sundays. Of course, the best part of the Detroit Free Press on Sundays is the Detroit News op-ed page, the single page that they get in that section. But I read both papers, and I wouldn't say I take notes, but I do note things and share them via Twitter, and a lot of things I note I end up sharing, of course, in class with students, how not to do things, suggestions to avoid reporting on things like this. And every now and then something sort of sticks out wildly strange. How did this get printed sort of stories? And there was one in the Chicago Tribune this weekend, and it's a scare piece. It's a climate change piece. Climate change's deadly summer heat may deepen disparities in Chicago. The point being that when it gets hot, because it's summer, in Chicago, certain poorer neighborhoods have less access to air conditioning, less access to cooling off areas and cooling stations. And by the way, kind of a weird disparity for the left to be complaining about the lack of air conditioning and at the same time demonizing air conditioning as being some sort of awful thing that will kill the planet. But we'll tackle that a different day. The piece is about, it's getting hot, it's summer, and yes, climate change is making things hotter and more dangerous in the city of Chicago and elsewhere too, but it's the Tribune here. And the key piece here is, here it is, a third paragraph, second paragraph. As climate change increases the frequency and intensity of heat waves, city dwellers face extra risk thanks to the urban heat island effect with blah, blah, blah. Okay. So the first part of that statement, that paragraph, which is presented without evidence and presented as fact, as climate change increases the frequency and intensity of heat waves. Okay, I'm just your normal everyday reader. And I ask myself, as I do with many of these stories, how do we know that's true? What does the data actually say? So I did what I guess the reporter didn't do and looked at the data. Are heat waves increasing in frequency and intensity in Chicago? So frequency and intensity. I went to look at the number of 90-degree days in Chicago and then the length of long-term heat waves in the city of Chicago. You'll never guess what I found. The top 10 years for the greatest number of days 90 degrees or higher in the city of Chicago, exactly zero have taken place over the past decade. And only one this century, which would be 2012. In fact, 1953 has the third most, 1959 the fourth most, 1952 the fifth most, 1955 the second most, 1954 the sixth most. The 1950s had the most 90-degree days. And then intensity, I looked at, consecutive number of days in each year with maximum temperature 90 degrees or higher. And you'll never guess, but the 50s also led the way there. And recently, the past decade or so, the numbers are not out of the normal pattern. So an interesting story would have been, what was climate change doing in the 1950s to make it so hot in Chicago? But that is not something they want to discuss. That does not fit the hockey stick graph, right? Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Every kid deserves a chance to feel safe, to have their own bed, to be loved and cared for. That's why I love my foster parents. They make me feel like part of the family.
Raise hope and foster dreams for one of 13,000 Michigan children in foster care. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome or call 855-MISH-KIDS. That's 855-MICH-KIDS. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.